Why don't I hear God's voice?
But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. 2 Corinthians 3:14.
I love the ocean. One of the things I love the most is the fog. I remember how the fog would lie low on the water, rendering the fishing boats mysterious and undefined. The fish shacks would become hazy, as if someone had drawn a veil over them. I would watch with wonder as everything around me would become obscured and hidden in the fog. The last time I witnessed the obscurity of the fog, I heard myself whisper, "God, sometimes you are like the objects in the fog, out of focus, remote, distant. Why is that?" Through the continuous drone of the ocean, I heard a palpable answer in my heart. If you are not seeing or hearing me, it is not because I have chosen to be unresponsive, unsociable, unfriendly. I am not trying to hide myself from you. I am not trying to make it hard for you to find me. You cannot see me because I've been obscured by your own understanding, veiled by your own interpretations, dimmed by your own mind. I'm always close to you, just on the other side of the veil. Nothing will separate you from my love. You can lift the veil and experience me by exchanging your own understanding for mine. You can remove the veil by surrendering the messages the father of lies had delivered to your heart, that you are not worthy to be loved, that you do not belong here, that you are not capable to survive here.
But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. 2 Corinthians 3:16.
I bless you to turn to God, relinquishing your beliefs to Him, and the veil will lift, and you will be able to see and hear Him again. I bless you.